Blog Talk Radio.
Shukhabri Ratel
I will come to your house. Then I will go. City of our God,
this salvation was poured out for you. The atoning of the Lord. Once your streets filled with joy.
Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha. ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to Late Night in the Word. Sorry for the little delay we have there. It wasn't so much of a technical delay with equipment, just a little spiritual warfare. So as we speak, we have a war going on in the heavenlies, because even though we would be for peace, they are for war. And the Apostle Paul, he reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6 to strengthen ourselves in God and to put on the whole armor of God, because we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of this present world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And they mean harm, as it says in Revelation. It says, "Rejoice, ye heavens, and ye who dwell in them." And so we have been told that we're seated above in the heavenly, so let us rejoice. That our dwelling is in the heavenlies because of God's mercy, because of his kindness to us, that he chose us in him from before the foundation of the world. But in the second part of that statement in Revelation, it says, "Woe to you, inhabitants of the earth, because he's come down to you." Satan's come down having great wrath because he knows he has but a short time. So he's angry and he's at war, and he's hoping that he can catch us in the flesh and wear us down. But we need to provoke each other to love and pray for each other. And as we're speaking, pray for the warfare and just pray for victory, because God has brought victory in when he brought his son in, the Lord Jesus. And so I'll let Joab talk about, we're welcome to our blog talk audience also. And also, Joab, please introduce us and give the phone number out and such.
Well, for the next 15 minutes, we will have our Blog Talk radio lines open. And if you would like to give us a call, please do so at 347-850-1420. One more time, 347-850-1420. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
And I'm Avery Irvin, and in the engineering desk is Joab Abimelech, and
shalom, shalom.
And across from us is Diego Cruz, the King of Honduras.
Shalom, shalom. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right, we'll go right to reviewing some of the scriptures we received this morning. And the first one we're going to go to is Psalm 20, verses 4 through 6.
Praise God. Psalm 20... 4-6. May he grant you according to your own heart. and fulfill all your counsel.
Go ahead, read verses 5 and 6 also.
We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions.
So as we magnify verse 5 there, we rejoice in the salvation, and God's salvation is in his name. In his name that he gave, that Jesus brought in and said, I've given them thy name, is Yeshua. And we learned that in Hebrew, as a verb, it's Yassah.
Yassah.
And he is Yeshua, our Savior.
Amen.
Saving
Amen.
Us. Nothing to do with us. It's a free gift that God chose us in him before the foundation of the earth, and he's sharing his righteousness with us. And we rejoice, it says in verse 5, we will rejoice in thy salvation. We rejoice in Yeshua. We rejoice in the one who's come in and declared the Father in bringing in the name Yeshua.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
He delivered us.
And Pastor talked about how, you know, in the old time, they made banners and they worship with banners. And there's a time coming again where once again, when the days are completed and he comes back and we're gathered together in the New Jerusalem and in the millennium, we'll worship with banners and with praise.
Wow.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Praise God.
Well, in the last part of that verse 5 there was, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Well, and so we pray with expectation. We pray with the expectation that we're praying to the living God. I thought when I heard that word petitions, it reminded me of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I think it's right around verse 16 or 17.
Chapter 1, 1 Samuel 1, 16. And it says, do not consider your handmaid to be a sinful woman. For out of the abundance of my concern and provocation, I have spoken until now.
And so she's making petition unto the Lord from the heart.
Wow. It says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your request that you have asked of him.
And go ahead and read verse 18.
And she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was not sad as before.
Praise God. So her expectation and her prayer and the word of favor that she was given by Eli the high priest, it lifted her countenance. And it says in verse 19, and they rose up in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her.
Wow. Wow, that's major.
This is some exciting. I saw that this morning, and it reminded me of that verse. And so I wanted to go there and just kind of show an example of what that looks like in the scriptures, in the Torah, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. You know, because if we go back and we look a little bit further at that story, Hannah was barren, and to that point she hadn't had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking part in the feast where God had commanded that the children of Israel go up three times a year and worship the Lord. And they were up in Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And, so she took the time to go in and to get on her face before the Lord and to pray to him. And she was praying silently. It says that there was her mouth was moving, but there was no sound coming out. So she was silently, you know, letting her petitions be made known to the Lord. And Eli thought, you know, something was up, thought maybe she had been drinking and, you know, so he thought something like that in his heart. And that's why she was saying, no, don't think that of me. I'm just But then when she said what was going on, then he understood and knew that she was making a passionate plea before the Lord with expectation.
Wow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Then it was a great gift the Lord gave when you know, she made covenant with the Lord, and the Lord gave her a child, and she did just as she said, and she offered him to the house of the Lord. And so he not only is a gift to Hannah, and she ended up having more children also, but also what a great gift to the children of Israel and to the word of God that Samuel was as a man of God.
Yes, absolutely.
It's exciting. So let's look at a little bit more. If we continue in the order, I believe the next place we went to was Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21.
Galatians 5, and we have about 8 minutes left on Blog Talk. So Galatians 5:21, which says, "Envy." Oh, I'm sorry. 19.
You're right. Yeah. 19. Oh yeah, like 19.
Now the works of the flesh are revealed, which are these: adultery, sexual immorality, impurity, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, rage, selfishness, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I previously warned you, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay, we'll read a little bit further. Go all the way through 24.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Okay, that's enough. That's good. Okay, if we go back and look at this, now the works of the flesh are manifest, as he read. You know, and it said in verse 18, if we be led of the Spirit, we're not under the law. That doesn't mean the law has been done away with. We can look at scriptures that absolutely Jesus said, you know, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle will pass from the law, from the Torah, from the law of Moses. Paul's talking here what we call the law of sin and death, you know, because the Spirit is unto life. The Spirit leads us in the path of righteousness. The Spirit leads us to all truth. And Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life.
Right.
And he's leading us in righteousness. And he's bought us with a price. Our old man is dead. And he is discipling us in the truth and in trusting him and walking by faith. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God's word is faithful. And, you know, the salvation, the righteousness that's been given to us has been freely given to us. It was God's heart and God's determination from before the foundation of the world to be merciful and to send his only son into the world to die, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God in him. And so he is our righteousness, and it's not our works. It's because God loves us and wanted to give it to us that we receive the word unto righteousness, that we believe it in our heart unto righteousness, and then with our mouth in Romans 10:10, we confess it unto salvation. And so God is looking for us to walk by faith, believing his promises, believing that what he's told us is the truth, and resting in that, and serving not ourselves, not the strength of our flesh and our confidence in ourselves or in our mind, but serving, as you received it on Tuesday night, serving the sufficiency of him, serving his sufficiency by believing on him and resting with what he's promised. And the reason I'm going on about this is because it says, if now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, what I was thinking about this morning is that God is looking for us to receive what he's given to us. How that, yeah, that those things had to do with the old man. Yeah. Not everybody did all of those things, and some people may have not even done those things. But we had an old flesh man that's dead, and that he was in that death that came in when they fell and they disobeyed God in the beginning, and yeah. Death entered in. And by the works of the law, no flesh shall be saved. So the problem wasn't the law. The problem was the weakness of the flesh, because without a payment being paid for the penalty that brought death in, there was no way for man to have the ability to overcome. But Jesus, he came and he overcame for us, and he was righteousness for us. And he who was righteous became sin for us, to take the sin to the cross and to pay the wages of sin by dying on the cross. And now, one of the things to think about is, you know, and when we have confidence in our own strength and confidence in our own flesh, and we live by the flesh rather than by the Spirit, even if we don't do these things that it's talking about, it's as if that's what we're offering up to God. So even if we maybe are living in the good side of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, and that's what we're offering up to God, we may as well be doing these things that Paul's talking about.
It's still evil.
You know, and walking in darkness, because it's not his son. It's not Jesus. And see, he's told us, you know, he told us in Matthew chapter 3, when the voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." That is God the Father's pronouncement from heaven concerning his son. And when we believe what God has done, when we believe that he loved us and he sent his son into the world to die for us, and he did it because of his love and his mercy, we have that same standing with God. He doesn't see us. He doesn't see the old man when he looks at us. He sees his son, Jesus. And that's why Paul tells us we're hid in him. We're seated above in the heavenlies with him. We're at the right hand of God in him. Wow. And he loves us, and he approves of us.
Wow, hallelujah. Praise God. So well, we're in the last 60 seconds on our Blog Talk Radio. Is there anything we want to invite them to listen every?
This radio broadcast, we call it Late Night in the Word. It's an outreach ministry of the Olive Branch Ministry. Our pastor is Pastor Richard Weintraub, and he's been teaching us, some of us, for a while. He's been my pastor for about 20 years, and, you know, we're here in Ackworth, Georgia, and we have a studio, and that gives us the ability to get on and talk, and we have several other radio shows that Pastor does, and we just invite you to come back on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back here Thursday night at 11:30, and then again next Saturday night at 11:30, and that's the time that we normally come on and do Late Night in the Word, and We're looking to build an audience, and we're looking to hear from you and hear your questions, hear what's on your heart, hear your concerns, even maybe disagreements. We just want to interact with people that are wanting to get to know God and searching for the truth in the scriptures. And let us follow after the word. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're at the top of the hour now, and Diego Cruz will...
Good night. So, thank you, Joab and Avery. So, buenas noches. Dios les bendiga, hermanos. ¿Cómo están los oyentes allá que lo escuchan el programa? Decimos chalón, chalón a los oyentes. Este es el árbol del olivo chalón. Estamos de aquí de Aqua, Georgia, saludándoles. Y este es el programa, la palabra tarde por las noches. Bueno, como ya sabemos, ¿verdad? Hoy es un nuevo día ya, ¿verdad? Y como hemos estado yendo en el programa, en la enseñanza del Señor en las Santas Escrituras, que es la salvación y redención y santidad. Hemos estado con el hermano Roberto, y hoy él pues no está aquí, el hermano Roberto Rodríguez no está aquí esta noche, y me tocó a mí estar aquí, ¿verdad? Gracias al Señor que Él da la fuerza y la fortaleza, ¿verdad? Y pone las palabras en nuestros labios, como dice su palabra, para hablarles de esta gran verdad, ¿verdad? Que es la salvación y redención y santificación de Dios, ¿verdad? Como hemos estado oyendo en la enseñanza, los que han estado siguiendo la enseñanza, ¿verdad? De que hemos estado dando a través de la Escritura, ¿verdad? Y si alguno tiene preguntas, si quiere darle una llamada, puede llamarlos a este número, a 855-674-2566. Y bueno, estaríamos contestando su llamada. ¿Tiene alguna petición de oración, preguntas? Podemos estar con ustedes. Los que han escuchado este programa, ¿verdad? Esperamos que han sido bendecidos. Estudiando la Santa Escritura, ¿verdad? El Nuevo Testamento y el Antiguo Testamento, ¿verdad? Entonces, ¿verdad? Que hemos estado haciendo la pregunta, ¿verdad? ¿Qué es salvación? ¿Verdad? ¿Cómo vieron los hebreos? ¿Cómo vio el pueblo de Dios la salvación? Que cuando Dios lo sacó del pueblo de Egipto, ¿verdad? Cuando lo sacó de Faraón. Y creo que me hago una foto en mí, ¿verdad? Que Dios los liberó del enemigo, que era Faraón, y el pueblo, la que los tenía cautivos, con servidumbre, que el pueblo servía en hacerle los trabajos a Faraón, ¿verdad? Que dice que construyeron bodegas para ellos, construyeron muchas cosas, ¿verdad? Que podemos poner una imaginación, una foto de lo que ellos construyeron, y ellos clamaron a Dios, y Dios pudo oír su clamor y los libertó de su esclavitud, ¿verdad? Y los hizo cruzar el Mar Rojo, hizo cruzarlo al otro lado del Mar Rojo, ¿verdad? Y empezó la liberación, ellos empezaron a encontrar al libertador, ¿verdad? Cuando llevaron al otro lado y llegaron al desierto, a las aguas, donde fueron ellos probados, ¿verdad? En esta salvación, mis queridos hermanos, en Cristo Jesús, ¿verdad? Todos los que hemos sido llamados por el nombre del Señor, ¿verdad? Que es Jesús, que es salvación en hebreo, ¿verdad? Que es Yassam, era libertador. Y hemos venido en esta salvación, en el caminar con el Señor. He visto yo cómo la mano del Señor ha sido grande y poderosa en nuestra vida, librándolos del enemigo, sacándolo de muchas áreas donde de opresiones, ¿verdad? De muchas cosas. Y yo creo que hay muchos que han sido sacados de esa área, ¿verdad? No solamente opresión, todo el pecado, el error, de la mente, del corazón que es engañoso y mentiroso, de la mente que es enferma, ¿verdad? La palabra dice que es enferma. Pues hoy, pues, quiero darle un recordatorio, ¿verdad? Y que puedan tener una foto, mis amados hermanos allá en Cristo Jesús, ¿verdad? Que este Dios que nosotros servimos, el Dios de Israel, este Dios es el mismo de ayer y por siempre, dice la palabra de Dios. Él nunca cambia. Él envió a su único Hijo amado para cumplir las santas escrituras y darle mostrar al mundo entero que hay un solo camino, una sola salvación, una sola redención a todas las personas. Y es a través de Cristo, ¿verdad? Y es a través de tener ese regalo, esa salvación que Dios da. Aquellos hermosos creyentes que han creído, de los que no han creído, pues, les gustaría que pudiesen hacer una llamada y poderlos contactar, ¿verdad? Y poder darlos saber, ¿verdad? Que Cristo está cerca, ¿verdad? Y podemos ir a ver esta salvación, como el pueblo de Israel, en Lucas capítulo 1, ¿verdad? Esta mañana tuvimos una gran enseñanza a nuestro pastor, Ricardo Wantra, que los llevó a esta grande escritura, ¿verdad? Lo que es Lucas, el capítulo Lucas 1, 70, Lucas, perdón, 67, y dice: Zacarías, su padre, fue lleno del Espíritu Santo y profetizó diciendo: Bendito el Señor Dios de Israel, oigan más, amados hermanos, que ha visitado y redimido a su pueblo y nos levantó un poderoso Salvador, ¿verdad?, en la casa de David, su siervo, como habló por boca de sus santos profetas, que fue desde el principio salvación de nuestros enemigos, ¿verdad? No solamente salvación es que Dios te salva del infierno, bueno, es parte de eso, pero salvación es liberación del enemigo, ¿verdad? Dice la palabra de Dios que Dios lo libertó de la muerte, que es pecado. Dios lo libertó del diablo, ¿verdad? Que en el desierto dice la palabra que lo puso bajo sus pies. El diablo está bajo sus pies. Y como dice Romanos 20, 16, que Dios en breve pondrá a Satanás bajo vuestros pies. El enemigo está bajo vuestros pies. Lo creemos a través de las Santas Escrituras, ¿verdad? Y le quiero dar este punto: la salvación de Dios es esto, Dios los libra del enemigo. Y encontramos con salvación, que es Jesús, que es Yeshua, Yasa, es liberación, ¿verdad?, en el Dios de Israel, ¿verdad? Es el único Dios que puede salvar, es el único Dios que puede libertar, es el Dios de Israel. Otros no hay otro Dios, dice la palabra, no hay otro Dios, Él es el único Dios que puede hacer lo que otro no puede hacer, los doctores no pueden hacer lo que Dios puede hacer. Salvación de nuestros enemigos y de las manos de todos los que nos aborrecieron, para hacer misericordia a nuestros padres y acordarnos de su santo pacto de juramento que hizo Abraham, nuestro padre, que nos había de conceder, que librados de nuestros enemigos, temor de la serviríamos. Aquí dice, librados. So, ellos, es una completa liberación que el Señor da. Y ya sabes, librado, que el Señor los libra de los enemigos. Y sabemos que tenemos muchos enemigos. Todo cristiano, creyente en Cristo, todo seguidor, todo discípulo del Señor Jesús, tenemos enemigos. Pero Él los ha librado de ellos. Creemos a la palabra de Dios, ¿verdad? La otra parte que fuimos es ser redimido. Es ser comprado para otro. Comprado otra vuelta para atrás. Dice la palabra de Dios que fuimos redimidos, que fuimos comprados. Primera de Corintios 6 los explica. Que fuimos comprados. 6, 19 empezamos. Dice: ¿O ignoráis que vosotros, cuerpo, es templo del Espíritu Santo, el cual está en vosotros, el cual tenéis de Dios, y que no sois vosotros, porque habéis sido comprado por precio, glorificado pues a Dios en vuestro cuerpo y en vuestro espíritu, los cuales son de Dios. Aquí la palabra lo explica, que usted y yo, creyente, que usted y yo, seguidor de Cristo, fiel a ser llamado santo, fuimos comprados por precio glorificado, pues a Dios en vuestro cuerpo y en vuestro espíritu, los cuales son de Dios. Mis amados hermanos, fuimos comprados por precio glorificado. Le costó la sangre la vida a nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Y no solamente eso, sino la obediencia y el humillarse y ser hasta el fin obediente. Como dice la palabra de Dios, este es mi Hijo amado en cual tengo yo complacencia. Es el Hijo amado de Dios, Padre nuestro, de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el Salvador, el poderoso Salvador, el Dios que salva. Y yendo más abajo, quiero leerles donde dice la palabra ser santo. ¿Qué es ser santos? La palabra en Levíticos, Dios escribió a Levíticos es el libro de más donde explica el Señor la santidad, donde están los sacerdotes, y en Levítico el Señor dio una palabra 19:2, perdón, habla a toda la congregación de los hijos de Israel, dile, santo seréis porque santo soy yo vuestro Dios. Aquí el Señor les explica quién es Él. Y dice, santo seréis porque yo soy santo. Y ser santo es ser separado. Separado. Estamos en este mundo, no somos de este mundo. Dios te compró y te redimió. Dios te salvó y te libró. Y no volver a la esclavitud. Si fuiste sacado de alcohol, si fuiste sacado de droga, de adulterio, fornicación, idolatría, brujería y de todo, Dios ahora lo llama que tenemos que ser santos. La santidad de Dios en la cual nadie verá al Señor. Y Él nos pide algo que mi hermano estuvo leyendo hace poco, fue en Gálatas 5:19, y lo voy a leer. Y manifiestas son las obras de la carne, que son adulterio, fornicación, inmundicia, lascivia, idolatría, hechicería, enemistades, celos, ira, contienda, decisiones, herejías, y envidias, homicidios, borracheras, orgías y cosas a las cuales semejante a estas cerca las cuales os amonesto, ya los que ha dicho antes, que los que practican tales cosas no heredarán el reino de Dios. Entonces, mis amados hermanos, el Señor los explica aquí, en su santidad, quién es Él. Y el Dios que estamos sirviendo es un Dios santo. Y los muestra Él en su palabra, en 1 Corintios, Él los dijo. 1 Corintios 30. Mas por Él estáis vosotros en Cristo Jesús, el cual nos ha sido hecho por Dios sabiduría, justificación, santificación y redención. Tres cosas, hermanos, mis amados hermanos. Justificación, santificación y redención. A todo aquel que ha creído en el Señor Jesucristo, Él lo que ha hecho, estamos dándole la gloria a Dios por esta, por esto grandísimo que el Señor está haciendo en nuestras vidas. Y yo creo que el Señor está tocando sus vidas y sanando sus corazones, porque esto vino el Señor, esto es salvación, a sanar, a librar, a poner esa cobertura sobre nuestras vidas, que el maligno nos puede tocar. Y llegó al final del programa, y como dijimos aquí, shalom, shalom, va a ser hasta el próximo sábado.